The Free Library of Philadelphia has picked this year's All-City Read, It's My Broken Language, by Kiera Alegria Houdis. The Pulitzer-winning playwright, best known for the musical In the Heights, wrote a memoir about growing up in Philadelphia. WHYY arts and culture reporter Peter Crimmins sat down with her on Zoom and asked how she felt about her memoir being selected for this year's One Book, One Philadelphia.
It's very, very deeply exciting for me. It feels really darn good. I don't have a more nuanced way to put it. I've had moments in my career, blessedly, where people have asked me, you know, was this your dream? Like going to Broadway, having a major motion picture, you know, all that stuff. And I had always felt a little guilty that my honest answer was like, no, but this is cool. But actually, like the notion that the library is purchasing a lot of books for public school students, the notion that it's going to be on the library shelves, like that feels pretty darn close to the dream.
I want to ask you a very general question about writing a memoir. As someone like yourself who has found success writing plays, writing fiction, I'm wondering why you felt that you should write a memoir. Why did you think your story would be important enough and engaging enough that readers should read this?
To me, my story is a patchwork quilt of all the stories around me. And I had no question about whether or not those stories were worthy or interesting because they fascinated me as a child. You know, to give two examples, my mother always had a spiritual gift that was, I witnessed firsthand, and she was kind of like a spiritual genius. And then she started down this path of becoming a priest in Lukumi, which was then popularly known as Santeria, and very vilified and misunderstood in many spaces. So she had to take this gift and in a private, safe space, follow this rigor and discipline. So I watched fascinated, but not understanding. Her sister, Ginny, she inherited the indigenous science farming knowledge of her father from Arecibo, Puerto Rico. She took that to Philadelphia and started the community gardening movement with other women who also inherited similar legacies. And so they would take abandoned lots in a blight-ridden North Philly and transform them into vegetable gardens. And so these are the elders I grew up around. And it was intimidating, but I think intimidating in the sense of like, they were different. They weren't following each other's paths. They were doing their own paths. So it's like, okay, you can't phone it in, Kiara. Like, what's your path and be real about it and go there. And that's, that is about me. That's my memoir because I was in that room, but it's also about them. There's an usness to the memoir that's very important to me.
You mentioned in the book about coming to terms with your background because people would ask you, what are you? Are you Puerto Rican? Are you white? And you leaned into language and you say, well, I speak a little English. I speak a little Spanish. So language is how you make up yourself. It seems like that's how you found your way into yourself is through language.
You know, not everyone gets asked, what are you? And it would kind of probably be a fun and enlightening exercise for everyone to have to field that question. Everyone in the world, well, what are you? You know, it's a kind of aggressive question, actually, though it also often comes from just a very innocent curiosity. But yeah, when I was a kid in kindergarten, the thing that I didn't know there was such a thing as being Puerto Rican. I didn't know there was such a thing as being Jewish. I didn't know there was such a thing as being white. But when my mom brought me my birthday cake when I was in kindergarten and the kids saw that my mom and I had such different skin tones, which was very common in our family, that's when the questions started coming my way and I didn't know what to respond. And so, yeah, I said, I'm half Spanish, half English, because those are the two languages my parents spoke. And actually, you know what? It in some ways feels quite right, technically.
Kiera Alegria Houdis. Her memoir, My Broken Language, has been selected for this year's One Book, One Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins spoke with her. Now, in March, the Free Library will announce a series of events, talks, and workshops related to themes in the book.